Here at the Iowa Renewable Fuels Summit in Des Moines, I am with U.S. Army retired General Paul Kern, who spoke this morning to the group. And General, tell us a little bit about what your main focus was in your remarks to this group today.
Our focus was on the national security dimensions of fuel, particularly with transportation fuel. So we didn't do a study that I'm a group of military advisors for CNA Corporation, which is Army, Navy, Air Force, not just naval folks. Mm-hmm. And our concern was the implications of the economic downturn, the geopolitical problems that we see around the world, and how fuel plays into those issues. We concluded that the United States could drill a lot, pump a lot of oil, and we won't change the price of fuel, that it's a worldwide strategic commodity. But if we could reduce our consumption by about 30%, that doesn't mean stop burning things, but it means look for alternative sources and other capabilities, that we could eliminate a great deal of our dependence on the transportation sector on the problems coming out of the Middle East. We also believe that the national security is dependent upon our economic security, and oil is playing havoc with our ability to invest the way we would like. So when you put those pieces together, the focus was on the Defense Department playing a role, as well as supporting the other roles and improving our alternative fuel studies that are being done. But more than just studies, let's develop a roadmap that says how we can get off of oil and use alternative fuels. So the Iowa Fuel Conference was for renewable fuels was a natural place for us to come visit.
Now, one of the last things that you said, you put up an old World War II poster, was it? That said, oil is ammunition. Right. And you thought you'd want to change that wording a little bit.
That's right. We want to change that oil to renewable energy sources. Renewable fuels are ammunition.
What do you think about this group here? What do you think about what's going on in Iowa as far as the production of renewable fuels?
I'm encouraged by what I've seen here in Iowa. It's been a tough time to get to this, but everybody here has stuck with it through the hard times. I think they have taken the subsidies and used them wisely to build an industry here. They have overcome a lot of the problems that we've seen in the both the production and then the mixing, and then there's a lot of cultural issues of using alcohol-based fuels that they've overcome. So that and the growing part of the biodiesel industry, I think, is both, to me, very encouraging. And I'd like to see more states like Iowa come up with alternative fuels.
Well, it seems like there has been an increase in use of renewable fuels within the military. I know I just was out in Hawaii at Pearl Harbor, where Secretary Vilsack was talking about that. What do you think about what they're doing there?
The military is the largest single consumer of oil in this country, and we're trying to change that dependence to alternative fuels. So you see a lot of emphasis inside the militaries, looking at all our engines on how they operate on alternative fuels, looking at our facilities and how they can operate on alternative fuels. So that's the kind of what you were able to observe. That's the kind of effort that we'd like to see continue and grow, so that we can use defense dollars to both help ourselves internally in the Defense Department, but also help the country find new ways of getting off of oil.
And what about aviation biofuels? There seems to be a lot of promise in that area.
There is, particularly in it's one area where the military is the largest consumer inside of our own. A percentage of transportation fuels goes to aviation. Now, clearly, there's a lot of safety issues and airworthiness issues you deal with in aviation that you don't deal with on the ground. Now, if you run out of fuel and your car stops, fine. You walk to the gas station and fill it up again. Your airplane stops, you got a problem. So people are very careful, and they look at icing problems and a lot of other issues that they have to deal with. So it's a very extensive set of testing that they do with the biofuels for aviation. But it's proving to be very, very satisfying, and the results are good.
Very good. Well, thank you very much for coming and speaking to this group and for your support of renewable fuels. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.